This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1474. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded August 19th. New frequencies for WWCR, Zimbabwe, Taiwan. Mix-ups from CBC in Thailand. Spurs from North Carolina and Ecuador. Radio Discovery back. And Radio Simban 2. Ramadan and Radio St. Helena Day. Serbia remains on shortwave. Superb reception from India. Bhutan versus Shangri-La and the propagation outlook. Music Time in Africa, the excellent weekend show on Voice of America, is now best heard here on 17895, since Greenville is currently the transmitter site. That's Saturdays and Sundays between 20 and 21 UT. Of course, you need to be beyond the skip zone or benefit from a sporadic E opening. The other frequencies are supposedly 15580 via Botswana, which might be enough, closer to Greenville and further east, and possibly 9885, which is supposed to switch from Botswana to Greenville in the middle of the hour. However, I did not hear any trace of Greenville on that frequency. Dragan Lekic points out that if you don't hear it on shortwave, you can also download the program later from the VOA website. Music Time in Africa. On August 15th, it was about acoustic guitars. Although, as David Gorin points out, the electric guitar has been used to beautiful effect, particularly in Congolese suku music and extending the traditional music of Mali and the Gambia. Another case of changing transmitter sites for no particular reason in the middle of an English hour is 1430 UT, when 17585 switches from Greenville to Botswana. I've been complaining for months that the two transmitters overlap, interfering with each other for 3 or 4 minutes. Finally, something has been done about this. I guess word finally got to whoever makes the decisions. I found that as of August 18th, Greenville was dropping carrier immediately. DCI, that's the term for it, at 1430. And presumably, although I couldn't hear it on that date, Botswana was crash starting at 1430. So listeners in Africa should have only heard a brief break or a brief overlap without two different audios for several minutes. Then there's the strange case of Rahman Bunairi. Washington Post reported in a story by N.C. Eisenman August 14th that U.S. immigration officials had detained a Pakistani journalist employed by the VOA News Service. He was hoping to find refuge in the U.S. after Islamic militants in Pakistan destroyed his house and threatened his life. But he was taken into custody August 9th upon arriving at Dulles International Airport. According to VOA officials, not clear why he was detained, but a spokeswoman for VOA said, "We're extremely concerned and upset about what's happened." Thanks to Mike Cooper for that story. Probably follow-ups about it at KimAndrewElliott.com. WWCR has decided to experiment with different frequencies for number one transmitter, which has been on 15825 for years. They announced on Ask WWCR they would try 15830 this week. However, we've actually heard them on 15820. So, for the World of Radio broadcast, Friday at 2028 and a half UT, check all three frequencies, 15820, 25, or 830 for WWCR. It seems there are no other broadcasters at all on either of the side frequencies, so they're free to experiment. WTJC in North Carolina on 9370 variable has again been putting out spurs on each side. I've heard them both over night pass and day pass. The strength of the extremely distorted no-carrier spurs seems to correlate with the strength of the fundamental. They have also varied as to their separation from 25 to 30 kilohertz away on both sides of 9370 and thus interfering with other stations. I've heard them around 0530 UT and at 1343. A thread on the WTFDA AM list from listeners in Northeast America, Mark DiLorenzo in Massachusetts, was not hearing WDCD Albany, New York on 1540. That's the station originally known as WPTR, and when it is on, it's very loud, he says. Mike Bugay in Connecticut said it may have been off at times, but he was hearing it. And then the word comes from Andrew McKenzie in New York. WDCD signs off every night anywhere from 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 02 to 04 UT, depending on whether the time slot is sold. He's heard other stations on 1540, WXCX in New Hampshire, CHIN in Toronto, and even KXCL in Iowa. Mark replies, yikes, a 50-kilowatt station that signs off every night? Incredible. I'm going to check 1540 for the first time in years. Just before 0100 UT, August 17th, I was unexpectedly hearing a program in English on 9755. It soon turned out to be Inside the Music from CBC Radio 1. Has RCI finally come to its senses and put CBC Radio 1 back on shortwave? Not exactly. There followed an ID for the CBC Northern Quebec service on 9625, so it was on the wrong frequency, 9755. To make matters worse, it stayed there, including during the 02 to 03 UTR, when RCI in Spanish is also on 9755. That made an extremely close collision, two transmitters in the same hall at Sackville on the same frequency at the same time. The next day, NQ was back on 9625. However, strange things are still going on there. It seems the Northern Quebec service is now carrying part of CBC overnight, the first hour of which is relaying the BBC World Service. So at least between 04 and 05 UT, you can hear BBC on 9625, as I did when it was closing August 18th. Furthermore, Robert Fürster in Germany was hearing RCI testing on 9625 August 19th from 0845, just the interval signal and IDs in English and French alternating for at least half an hour, instead of the usual sign-on time of 1100 for the Northern Quebec service. As we previously mentioned, Jeff White has reactivated Radio Discovery from the Dominican Republic, but only as a test during the HFCC until August 22nd. 100 watts to a half-wave dipole on 4730, not only in AM but in SSB, and testing WIN-DRM. Well, it turned out this did not start until UT August 19th, as Jeff advised us, and it was promptly heard by Brandon Jordan in Tennessee at 0245 UT on 4730.57 variable. He says with a decent carrier but only threshold audio and drifting downward. The AM signal went off the air at 0303.5. No SSB or DRM was heard yet. He says the frequencies is in the clear except for some weak but annoying utility QRM on the upper side, and it was free of CODAR. We're hoping Jeff would leave it on the air all night during this test period. However, after the few days of testing at Punta Cana, he's moving it to Santo Domingo for more permanent operation later. Via Yumber Gaviria in Colombia, we're sorry to hear of the death of Jorge Zambrano, the HCJB producer and host of Música del Ecuador, an excellent program we used to enjoy on HCJB. He presented it, despite the title, in English, as well as, I think, a Spanish version, half an hour of great Ecuadorian music. He'd been battling cancer for quite some time, and he died in July. We believe the HCJB website still has a number of his shows available on demand. Go to www.vosandes.org and go to the Música del Ecuador page. Chuck Boland in Florida reports hearing a spur from one of the remaining HCJB transmitters, which might not be on the air much longer, the one on 3220. He heard the spur on exactly 3200 kilohertz August 16th at 0932 to 1000, in briefly in Spanish, but we think it's probably mostly in Quechua. 3 months in advance, we have details on Radio St. Helena Day 2009, thanks to Robert Kipp. It will be on Saturday, November 14th. Mark your calendars. The party on the air will be from 2000 to 0100 UT the next day on the usual 11092.5 upper sideband. Target areas, I think, much like last year, the first hour to India and Southeast Asia, the second hour to Japan and Asia, the 22 sesquihour to Europe, and the 2330 sesquihour to North and Central America and the Caribbean. You may get a QSL card only for reports by postal mail, not email, although they'll be glad to hear from you otherwise by email. Details in DX Listening Digest, of course, number 9060, as well as at the Radio St. Helena Day website. However, Mike Terry in the British DX Club points out that, unfortunately, November 14th is also Radio Day in Amsterdam, which is, I think, a big day for anoraks in Europe. Last week, we had an early report that Niger had reactivated on 9705, and now we have several more reports confirming that. Again, from Torsten Hallmann in Germany, August 13th at 1830, he heard local music and an ID, La Voix du Sahel, and a frequency announcement in French, mentioning FM 91, he thinks. Back to local language and more French after 1900. He also heard it until 0700 sign-off in the mornings. Furthermore, reported by Luca Bottofiora, Italy, in Pleiadex at 0658 on August 15th in French, clashing with Ethiopia on 9704.2. Also, Niger tentatively, reported by Brian Alexander, Pennsylvania, 10 hertz low, August 16th until sign-off at 2159. And by Jari Savonainen in Finland, August 17th at 1825, on 9705, La Voix du Sahel, with the audio a bit hummy. Oh, here's one more from David Sharp in New South Wales. 1825 UT, 18 August, Sahel flute music, readable despite bad audio hum, escaping Ethiopia's interference on the low side by using upper sideband. He says it peaked at about S9 plus 20. Ron Howard in California reports Radio Zimbabwe tentatively on 3396.40 variable, August 12th at 0413. He heard the usual carrier, no audio on the other frequency, 4828. But the 90-meter frequency was not right on 3396, the first time noted off frequency, if that's what it was. He had Brandon Jordan in Tennessee check at 0330, August 12th. And he measured Zimbabwe on 3396.500 with nondescript instrumentals. Not sure of the language. Modulation low compared to the carrier level, but it peaked around 0415. He says the signal faded, but the transmitter did not leave the air until 0518.30 UT, as he can determine with his software-defined radio. Meanwhile, transmitting into Zimbabwe, ZCR, Zimbabwe Community Radio, has not been too happy with their reception via the UAE transmitter's site on 5950, says Jari Savolainen in Finland, so he's heard them testing via the much closer Myerton, South Africa site on 3955, August 12th at 1755, and still there at 1820. However, according to Nigel Johnson of ZCR, it was only a three-day test. They were probably going to test again on the 60-meter band via Myerton. Burundi has been off shortwave for several years, but via Media Network blog, David Kernick reports that they now have streaming live audio from their English-language website, www.rtnb.bi. It's the second network of the station, which is on the air mainly in French at 03 to 21, with news at 8, 10, and 11, and 14 UT, but there's news in English at 11:30 and 1600. Andy Sinnott adds that the live stream is grossly overmodulated, so be sure to turn down your audio level first. Last week, we mentioned that radio peace in southern Sudan had shifted from 4750 to 4740. Now, Ron Howard in California thinks he may have heard it by long path. 1439 UT, August 12th, a man talking may have been a sermon, but unusable by 1455. Not sure of the language, needs further checking, but he was getting long path from Africa at the time, from Madagascar on 6135 and Ethiopia 7165. No doubt the following of no interest to Radio Peace, but elsewhere in Afro-Asia, Ramadan is upon us starting August 22nd, whenever the new moon is sighted for the next lunar month, until approximately September 20th. And you know what that means for shortwave broadcasts from Islamic-dominated countries. Or do you? It means, in many cases, broadcasts are extended further into the night than usual, thus increasing the opportunities to DX them. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1474. Your contributions always welcome via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com or by a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. This allows us not only to provide this free program, but to provide a free website full of information upon this which this program is based each week. Check worldofradio.org for the archive of DX Listening Digests. Our continentally sorted second half begins with Europe. David Koenig of Interval Signals Online tells us that the Faroese Broadcasting Corporation, or Kringvarpfyrja, has been observed with a weather report in English on their wide coverage medium wave 531 kilohertz frequency, August 19th for 2 minutes at 0750 UT. It's within their summer morning breakfast show. He says it's been aired around this time every day, or maybe only on weekdays, for 4 months during the summer, first noted June 3rd. You might think he could get it in the UK, but he was actually using a global tuner on the north coast of Northern Ireland with an almost complete sea path to the Faroes. And looking at their program guide, he says this station must have the longest overnight program in the world. On Sundays, their night trip show starts at 18:12 local time and goes right through to 07:30 the following day. And I might add, being so far north, there isn't much night in the summer. In the MARE tip sheet, Joe Wood in Tennessee says, I've noticed some reports that QSLs have been received from Radio Serbia lately. Most of them had return times of 3 to 4 years. But if they're sending them out, it might be a good time to dust off old reports and try again. Or I might add, even send them a new report. That might be difficult, as International Radio Serbia has been sporadic lately. Not only have they apparently canceled the 0100 daily English half hour to North America on 9675, but the previous half hour, also in English, was missing for several nights in a row at midnight 30. This raised our concern, since there had been hints they might be dropping shortwave permanently. However, they returned on UT August 19th with their usual good signal. Dragan Lekic in Serbia says, shortwave from Bijeljina, that's the transmitter site over the border in Bosnia, will continue till the end of this year for sure. A web page mentioned a few weeks ago was just a wrong translation from Serbian to English. The correct translation is, the only shortwave station of Serbia will also continue broadcasting through satellite and internet. Robert Förster in Germany says, Abkhaz radio was heard again today, August 19th, until sign-off at 0814. The sign-off tune is usually Ballade pour Adeline by Richard Kleiderman from the late 70s. The transmitter is slightly overmodulated and has hum on the carrier. He didn't mention the frequency, but we assume it's the usual slightly off frequency, 9495, although it could be the other one on 9535. Ron Howard on Asilomar Beach, California reports, All India Radio Shillong on 4970, August 16th at 1230 in English, with a news and sports bulletin, and then their Sunday evening music program, Country Roads, many local IDs, songs by Elvis and John Denver. 13:15, they went into a health show in Hindi. He heard them again on August 18th at 12:45 in English with love songs and local IDs. 13:54, a folk tale in English, and at 14:15 into Hindi. He says, superb AIR reception here, and on Jaipur 5040. Joe's Jacob in India says Radio Bangladesh is back on 4750 from August 15th in the mornings as well as the evenings. Back on July 28th, Alokesh Gupta in New Delhi told us the Bhutan Broadcasting Service was running low power on 6035 with their old transmitter, as the new one was giving some problems and off the air. We had this on World of Radio 2 weeks ago. But now, as of August 17th, Ron Howard in California says 6035 is presumably heard at 1355 with indigenous singing under China. Apparently news at the top of the hour, interference from adjacent splatter as well, and Yunnan, China until it signed off at 1430. He was still hearing presumably Bhutan until it went off at 1459. As for PBS Yunnan, China on 6035 as well, these logs from Ron Howard. August 17th at 1400, he finally confirmed Dennis Allen's log from Australia a few weeks ago of their giving an ID in English as the voice of Shangri-La. Then news in Chinese and sign off at 1430. This transmitter is accompanied by spurs on 6027 and 6043. Heard again on August 18th at 1300 and 1400 as the voice of Shangri-La, and a few more words in English he could not make out. We wonder why Shangri-La has appeared in Yunnan. We might have expected it more likely to be closer to Bhutan. Not much Firedrake heard recently, which is a good thing since it's really musical jamming against the enemies of the People's Republic. However, we do have some reports of it. Luca Bottofiore in Italy reports in Playdex, hearing it on 17855, August 10th at 0947 against VOA in Mandarin. Furthermore, that 17855 Firedrake interferes with other stations. Noel Green in England says after 0700 August 17th, Radio France International on 17850 had such interference, as did Deutsche Welle in German via Rwanda on 17860. I found Firedrake on yet another new frequency in the 15.7 MHz range, August 18th at 14:53 and again at 15:06. It was on 15755. I did not hear any Firedrake on any of the other previous or usual channels between 8 and 19 MHz. This one must have been because that was the latest jump of Sound of Hope via Tajikistan. It's been on many different frequencies between 15.7 and 15.8. In fact, the day before, the Aoki list, which seems to be updated daily, put it on 15750. However, the times for the Tajikistan relay of Sound of Hope had been 12:30 to 13 and 14 to 14:30 only, and the times I heard do not match. Anyhow, we wonder if the lack of Firedrakes, out of band especially, means many other Sound of Hope transmissions have also disappeared. On August 16th, Seiichi Hasegawa of Nagoya DX Circle passes on this news from Hiroshi in Japan. The RTI CBS Taiwan Chinese for the mainland on 7185 moved August 15th to 7385 between 10 and 17 UT. So that should remove the Chicom jamming from another frequency in the 40-meter ham band. Furthermore, RTI's second program of CBS confirmed that it moved August 16th at 14 UT from 7130, another ham band frequency, to 6075, and it's parallel to 6145. He says 6075 not jammed so far, but on 7130 he was still hearing CNR1 jamming. Also, the RTI Japanese service, which had been temporarily on 7130, as we told you, since the Tainan transmitter site was typhoon damaged, that planned to go off as of August 18th, and I suppose that means back on the previous frequency, 9735. But wait, there is more of interest on 7130, Martin Rode in Netherlands, August 17th at 1532. He's hearing a weakish carrier until it went off a third of a minute after 1600, but he couldn't get any definite audio. He wonders if it was the CNR1 jammer or Sarawak FM. Ron Howard in California, as often happens, has the answer. He says, more than a chance you were listening to Sarawak FM. Almost certainly. I hear them daily and have reported them. They did adjust their frequency August 12th to exactly 7130. Then on August 18th, Martin Rode in Holland follows up at 1542, westernized pop. A male presenter in vernacular sounded like Bahasa Malaysia. Annoying amateur interference. The carrier appeared to have gone by 1557, so he missed the actual sign-off. But the reception was much better than yesterday. I can't believe how many anomalies I run across by random tuning, and by knowing what's supposed to happen, like finding CBC Northern on the wrong frequency. Here's a similar case, August 17th at 1333. I was hearing news in English on 9455. That's Radio Thailand, but they're supposed to be in their own Thai language during that half hour. English waits until 1400 after a beam switch when we can seldom hear them, but the Thai broadcast is aimed at Japan and thus close to North America as well. So we don't know if they played English again at 1400 or made up for it by swapping that half hour for Thai. Radio Filipinas has been relaying DWDR FM 104.3 on 15285. Heard August 12th between 0240 and 0300 UT by Supratik Sanatani in India. He says it's the first time he's heard any such thing. However, this was not a Sunday, as was the case when Radio Pilipinas was also heard relaying that FM station belonging to the same network on its 1730 UT transmission, as confirmed by Roland Schulze via Wolfgang Büschel, apparently something they were only doing on Sundays. On 15190, 11720, and 9395. Last week, we reported that Radio Simban, the Greek ethnic station in Sydney, Australia, which had come back to 2368.5, was off the air again. But they did return and once again reported August 13th by Ron Howard in California at 1322. Ian Baxter confirmed they were back, apparently with low power of 50 to 70 watts. And one more follow-up to last week about Radio Australia resuming a service to Burma. It now has been confirmed it will, in fact, be in the Burmese language, which they've not actually used before, according to Mike Bird, with a press release from Radio Australia via Media Network. But first, they'll be starting broadcasts in English to Burma, even though, according to schedules, they already have some to Burma and the rest of Southeast Asia from Shepparton, 2330 on 17750 until 0700, then 11945 until 1300, then a sesquihour in Mandarin, and then back to English at 1430 to 17 on 11660. Propagation outlook from Boulder, issued August 18th for the next month. ANK indices mostly 5 and 2, solar flux stuck at 68. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1474.